Effective practical method. Some 3 years ago, I began to realize the futility of the life I was leading and the things my peers and friends were so excitedly looking forward to. I felt confused and sometimes aggrieved, realizing there was no meaning in all these things they were hankering after. But there was nothing I could do. Life kept rolling on. Exams came from time to time. I was gradually losing my balance, torn between two worlds, one of truth, often absolute sense, and another of fear, desire, pain, anguish, and meaninglessness. Then I heard of Ramana Maharishi. Within a few weeks, I devoured every book of his I could lay my hands on. I realized that this was no ordinary mortal being, but verily the Supreme. And almost every saying of his brought tears to my eyes when I experienced the full force of its meaning. I decided then and there to spend the rest of my life in the way recommended by him. I have been only very marginally successful. I am from Madras, which is just a couple of hundred kilometers from Ramanashramam, and so I used to go there whenever it was possible. I did experience the peace and bliss so highly talked about when I was there, and I never wanted to come back, but I had to. Whenever I returned to my normal life, the frustrations and feeling of futility came rushing right back. And so here I am in the USA, doing my bachelor's degree with no sense of direction or purpose at all. What I would like to request of you is to help me by letting me know if there is a practical way of getting rid of this turmoil of the mind such that I can practice self-inquiry unhindered. At the moment, I feel like I am trying to control 100 mad elephants with my bare hands. Therefore, I implore you to let me know if there is an effective, practical way by which I can still continue to do my everyday activities, which will help me gain calmness and detachment and ultimately take me to the self. Please reply as soon as possible. Thanking you for your kind attention. A devotee from Connecticut. Since you are blessed with the desire for a higher life, some struggle or turmoil is inevitable. It is your sincere aspirations conflicting with past samskaras or latent tendencies that causes this friction. One should not become frustrated because of it, but pursue the ideal with perseverance and constancy. No one has ever succeeded without a struggle. Bhagavan always teaches us the practical method to abide in him and go on with our daily activities. If we are able to do the former, the latter will go on automatically and we will always rest in peace in spite of activities. We must somehow, by any of the methods, train the mind to turn inwards and abide in the self. At first, we may be frustrated at our attempts, but that is no reason to give it up. As we mature by prayer and practice, everything falls into its proper place, and we discover that the peace and joy that we have been seeking so long is really always present. It is what we are, our very nature. Activity is not the obstruction to peace. It is the belief that we are the bodies that is the obstruction. To remove this obstruction, we must, by repeated practice, turn the mind inward and let it dissolve into its source. Then work will not bind us or hinder our happiness. To do selfless service or work without desire is an aid. You are a student. It is your duty to study to the best of your ability. Do it. Then leave the results to God. The results do not affect the real you in any case. You are always free. Do not give away to thoughts of turmoil. The turmoil can be only in the mind, and you are not the mind. Let the mind be in turmoil, but who are you? Know that and rest in your own self, which is unalloyed peace, free of turmoil. All this is known and experienced by practice and prayer. It comes to us gradually as we mature. If you persist, you will soon come to know what kind of thief the mind is, and then you will no longer be deceived. Editor.